Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And a pink carnation.
Listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A rally in downtown Los Angeles. Thousands of protesters of ICE raids across the city today. Karen Bass had a look.
LA's mayor showed up at one raid site and says she's angry.
But it sows a sense of terror.
It's unclear exactly how many people were detained in the raids. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And as for those protesters, the LAPD declaring an unlawful assembly, warning they face arrest, police in riot gear throwing tear gas canisters to disperse the crowd. After being mistakenly deported to El Salvador, the Justice Department returned Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the United States to put him on trial. The Trump administration says he's connected to a massive human smuggling operation that brought immigrants into the country illegally. A former police chief turned convicted killer captured just a mile and a half from the Arkansas prison where he escaped nearly 2 weeks ago. Grant Hardin was serving lengthy sentences for murder and rape. This is ABC News. Anti-Semitic attacks are on the rise, both in the U.S. and overseas.
The semi-official body that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany, reporting the number of anti-Semitic attacks in the country almost doubled in 2024. This comes as a French rabbi tells Reuters he was attacked twice in 1 week, as France also reports a rise in hate crimes that have included high-profile anti-Semitic attacks. Paris's Holocaust Memorial, two synagogues, and a Jewish restaurant were all vandalized with green paint in what appeared to be a coordinated action last week. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
New York State lawmakers have passed a bill to preserve media access to police radio feeds as law enforcement agencies increasingly encrypt their communications. The bill goes to Governor Kathy Hochul's desk. A salvage team is expected to arrive early next week at the scene of a cargo ship that was carrying about 3,000 vehicles to Mexico when it caught fire off Alaska's Aleutian Islands. Dave Packer, ABC News.
We have made it to the weekend, and Tony Schumacher's weather outlook calling for variably cloudy, very mild. We may see some stray sprinkles today with a high of 77. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, will drop down to 55. Peaks of sun early Sunday, then mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely by later afternoon, a high of 73. Sunday night, showers are possible, variably cloudy and a low near 52. Monday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler, a chance of a few showers, a high of 69. Tuesday, more sunshine and mild, a high of 77. And Wednesday, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm at night, increasing clouds and warm, with a high temperature of 82. Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Oh, it's going to be a great weekend. Lots of people checking in already. Jeff is on the road. Safe travels. Kevin in Ontario, Emily in the FLA, and Mike in McFarland on theold.com. Thanks for joining us.
Rain coming down on the roof won't hold her. Well, I lost my job and I feel a little older. Car won't run and I look grown colder. Maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better.
Our clothes need washing and the fire won't start. Kids all crying and you're breaking my heart. Whole damn place is falling apart. But maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better.
Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Bony fingers. Bony fingers. I've been broke as long as I remember. Well, I get a little money, I gotta run and spend it. When I try to save it, pretty woman, come and take it. Say, maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better. Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Bony fingers. Bony won't grow when the sun's too hot. Whole darn world is going apart. Might as well like it cause you're all that I got. Maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better. Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Bony fingers. Bony fingers.
A great classic right there for your Saturday morning weekend wake up. Hey, good morning. Adam Hess with you. The Works Floor Home Thermometer showing 56.
Late at night when all the stars are gone, a young man sweeps the auditorium. He'll close his eyes and sing and chew his broom.
Everything he owned to come to town, but he had to take this job when the chips were down, sweeping up the greatest show in history. He's a phantom of the Grand Ole Opry. But he don't let on he's sleeping in the street. The phantom of
the Grand Ole Opry. Now every night he sings the name
on a stage where he always dreamed he'd be.
He puts on the greatest show you'll ever see.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
Just look at you, girl, standing here beside me, starlight on your hair. Looking like a dream I dreamed somewhere. And look at me, girl, you got me acting just like a lover in an old-time picture show. And how I got the part, I just don't know. But it's written all across your face, plain as it can be. You're the one that I was looking for. Now you're all that I can see. And you mean everything to me. And I'd do anything to have you stay forever. I'm an ordinary man, but I feel like I could do anything. When I look at you, girl, just look at you, girl, walking here beside me in the misty morning light. I see my own reflection in your eyes. Smile at me, girl, with eyes that tell a story that words could never say, telling me your love is gonna stay. And we're standing right together now in everything we do. And if my world should come apart, I'll still be loving you. Cause you mean it. And I'd do anything to have you stay forever. I'm an ordinary man, but I feel like I could do anything in the world. When I look at you,
at Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello everyone, this is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast from WRCO. COFM.
The Muscadet Mudcats hometown baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplet Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers, Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Our attention now turns to state track results in the WIAA State Track Tournament going on this weekend. First of all, in Division II, Richland Center's boys 4x400-meter relay, consisting of Grayson Banker, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, and Robert Budden, finished 15th in the preliminaries. The Richland Center boys 4x200-meter relay, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Robert Budden, finished 9th in the preliminaries. And Madeline Huber for Richland Center finished 11th in the girls' shot put. River Valley's Wesley Hatfield in the boys' 100-meter dash and boys' 200-meter dash. First of all, in the 100-meter dash, he finished 13th and 16th in the 200 preliminaries. Division 3, Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee ran in the boys' 1,600-meter run and finished 10th and finished 14th in the boys' 3,200-meter run. Kickapoo LaFarge had a good day. Boys' 4x400-meter relay with Adric Eggie, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter finished 2nd in the preliminaries. The girls' 4x100-meter relay with Katie Randow, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Jewel Kleinsaucer finished 2nd in the preliminaries. The girls' 4x200-meter finished 1st place in the prelims, consisting of Jewel Kleinsaucer, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Katie Randow. Kickapoo LaFarge's Adric Eggie finished 5th in the boys' 200-meter prelims and 5th in the 400-meter prelims, 9th in the long jump. Adam Boyson finished 3rd in the boys' high jump. The girls' 4x400-meter relay, consisting of Katie Randow, Annika Waslick, Kendall Andelsek, and Jaden Snagel, finished 3rd in the prelims. Ava Young finished 10th in the prelims in the girls' 100-meter dash. Jaden Snagel was in the girls' 400-meter dash and finished 6th in prelims. And the boys' 4x800-meter relay, Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, and Arlen Walter finished 14th.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
In a little cafe just the other side of the border, sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking away, but she belonged to that bad man Jose. And I knew, yes I knew I should leave, but I heard her say, in my arms she felt so inviting. I just couldn't resist her, just one little kiss, so exciting. Then I heard the guitar player say, "Vamos, Jose's on his way." And I knew, yes I knew I should run, but I heard her say, when I looked, the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, "Man, you know you're in trouble, plenty." So I dropped my drink from my hand, and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose,
that's Johnny Duncan and Jeannie Fricke, and Come a Little Bit Closer for your weekend wake up. The worst floor and home thermometer, 56 degrees, some high clouds, hazy conditions as we get set for the sunrise today. Let's keep that duo theme going. Here's Johnny Cash and June Carter.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. And a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining.
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
It's a WRCO-FM Twin Spin. Two in a row.
Two in a row.
Twin Spin from WRCO.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big top man, make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson, go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson. When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. 'Cause
tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Fartin' knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
I bought the clothes on you. When you do,
country girl, Farron Young. 5:34 on your weekend wake up. We have a great day planned for you. Of course, at 8:30, we have Prime Mover. Just before that, we'll have our Town Taxi Triple Play. During the 7 o'clock hour, we will have birthdays and anniversaries and a look at this week in entertainment history. And Cherie Austin, right around the corner.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Ever had your shower suddenly turn into a desert? I did just last weekend. I was in the middle of my morning routine when suddenly the water stopped. But I didn't panic. I hollered, "Hey, call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. I know their service is so good and so fast that I didn't even bother getting out of the shower." And guess what? I was right. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions had my water running again in no time. So if you're ever in need of water, and let's face it, who isn't? Remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488 for service so good and fast you won't even have time to grab a towel. Oh, if you see Larry, tell him to bring some soap for me. The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Thanks, Tupper, so much for making us a part of your weekend to get together. We sure appreciate you, and no matter where you're at or how you're listening, right now let's take a look at that weekend forecast. Tony Schumacher calling for cloudy, and then some sun mixing in, sprinkles possible with a high of 77.
Let it rebel, he was aiming to please. He had more than a tattoo up his sleeve, Mary Lou. Peggy Sue, Susie Q, Norma Jean. Yeah, he was pretty as a picture on his motorbike. Never met a mirror that he didn't like. Sorry, dude, with your rude attitude, take a hike. Goodness gracious, mercy.
listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. And this one from the studio line this morning, going out to Zoggy. Thanks ever so much for joining us. Kim, thanks for listening as well.
The reason that you're calling is to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. Cause I know you and I know why we're talking. You want me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for a night or two, but now I've got better things to do. I could wash my car in the rain, change my new guitar strings, mow the yard just the same as I did yesterday. I don't need to waste my time crying over you. I got better things to do. Maybe when I don't have so much going or quite so many irons in the fire, I'll take the time to miss you like you're hoping. But now I can't put forth the effort it requires. Well, I love
have made it to the weekend, and Tony Schumacher's weather outlook calling for variably cloudy, very mild. We may see some stray sprinkles today with a high of 77. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, will drop down to 55. Peaks of sun early Sunday, then mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely by later afternoon, a high of 73. Sunday night, showers are possible, variably cloudy and a low near 52. Monday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler, a chance of a few showers, a high of 69. Tuesday, more sunshine and mild, a high of 77. And Wednesday, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm at night, increasing clouds and warm, with a high temperature of 82.
I will never
Classic Oak Ridge Boys for your weekend. Wake up on your Saturday morning at 5:49. The Works Floor and Home Thermometer showing 56. My name is Adam Hess. Thanks ever so much for hanging out with us. We're moving to 6 o'clock. We'll have an ABC News update, farm news before that. Here's a Star Spangled Celebration memory with Doug Supernaw.
One lone star waving in the wind. Longhorn standing proud behind a rusty barbed wire fence. Cowboy hats, hearts that never been. Well, I was born and raised a Texan and will be till the end. As I travel down that blue bonnet highway, by the oil fields and the ranches and the blood that fell like rain. Heroes' hearts fought to change our name. Tejas, Texas, where the Lone Star proudly waves. And as I travel down that blue bonnet highway, I'm thankful I was born a lucky man, and I know that I live and die my own way, somewhere between the Red and Rio Grande.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Development weather is a big factor for soybeans and corn. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield that there have been some changes to weather outlooks, and those changes are coming at a critical time for development for this year's corn and soybean crops.
I think we can point out that at least for now 3 days in a row, we have seen some light changes to this weather forecast for the two-week forecast up ahead, specifically a little pocket of dryness now showing up for portions of Nebraska up through the Dakotas, even parts of Iowa, and market may have a little interest in this now as we have a more of a yield determinant time of year directly ahead here.
Nelson says those areas have not received as much rainfall this spring as other parts of the Midwest and Plains, and there were also some issues going into the growing season as well.
And, there had been some carry-in dryness into this period as well. And that period of dryness had been basically from portions of Nebraska into northern half of Iowa and the northern half of Illinois. So now we might have a little more valid reason to put in a little weather risk. And certainly for some of these grain markets, corn especially, a lot of people have questioned about this recent sharp downtrend, especially considering the fact that this old crop balance sheet had been declining into this period as well.
And Nelson says that new crop carryover projections are becoming critical already, especially for corn, even with just about a quarter remaining in the old crop marketing year.
And, you know, we have a very strong export market right now, also positive. We're lightly beating Brazil right now for an old crop price. We're beating Brazil here for bids out 3, 4, 5 months from now when we'll be selling new crop. And different than soybeans, we don't really have a quote-unquote need for a trade risk discount. So the corn looks like a more solid story that may be a good changing story in these next few weeks ahead.
Those updated supply, demand, and production numbers from the USDA are out this upcoming Thursday, June 12th at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. Also out on Thursday, June 12th, is an updated outlook at Brazil's crops from CONAB. Nelson says he thinks the Brazil's equivalent of the USDA could add a couple of million tons each to the corn and soybean production totals. And now for your look at cash livestock, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There were multiple light rounds of direct cash cattle trade that took place throughout the week. Deals in the South range from $225 to $232 live, which were $3 to $10 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North were at mostly $380, which was $13 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says it was another wild week of business throughout the state of Missouri.
We are starting to see some of the old trends in a few places, and those calves, the lightweight calves, especially those with hair and unweaned, as we get into some hotter days, starting to see that market probably dropping off just a little bit on some of the lighter weights, which that's kind of typical as we get into this time of year. Of course, the yearlings, they just keep pushing higher and higher. And historically, we would expect to see the highs on those probably in the next month or so, but we'll see how that goes. But yearlings this week, they did sell very well. Some of the stick-out sales of giraffes over 20 head, Callaway Livestock Center, they had a barn burner on Monday, 22 head of 434-pound steers at $465. New Cambria Livestock Auction, they sold 37 head of 495-pound steers at $446. Lolly Brothers Livestock Market in Macon, they had a good package of 521-pound steers at $439. The average this week on those light five weights at $407.58. That's about $8 higher than where we were last week or right before the holidays there. 24 head of 552-pound steers at Kingsville brought $417. South Central Regional Stockyards in Vienna, they had 32 head of 614-pound steers at $390. Looking into some of those heavier weights now, a full load of 717-pound steers at Lolly Brothers Livestock Market, $346.25. The average on those light seven weights statewide this week at $329. 147 head of 752-pound steers in Kingsville brought $347.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early weaned pigs were mostly $1 to $2 higher, and feeder pigs were steady to firm. Demand was moderate to good with moderate offerings. The weighted average for early weaned pigs was 51.16, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was 80.21. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After calls for him to be returned to the U.S. and an order from the Supreme Court, Kilmo Abrogo Garcia, who was deported to his native El Salvador in March, has been returned to the U.S., only to find himself a criminal defendant. Accused of human smuggling and other charges by the Justice Department, his lawyer denies the charges. On the streets of Los Angeles, protests after a series of ICE immigration raids across the city. The demonstrators seen throwing objects, getting in front of vehicles. Mayor Karen Bass showing up at one raid site.
We know ICE has been here, but it's been for targeted arrests. This was just mass chaos, and it sows a sense of chaos in our city and a sense of terror, and it's just unacceptable.
Friday, the former police chief and convicted killer Grant Hardin captured just a mile and a half from the prison where he escaped.